The Dating Show with Pete Wicks and Cece Coleman on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, Peter. Hello, Dating Show listeners. Hello, FUBAR listeners. Hello.
Hello, Cece.
How is he?
He's fine. How is she?
She is fine.
Why are we talking about this?
Why not? I thought we'd start differently today.
Okay, well, let's not do that again. So,
I like to keep people on their toes. You know what I mean? They never know what they're going to get.
I've missed you.
Have you? How much?
I miss you on a daily basis. Some days I just think to myself, do you know what? I just wish I had CC in my life every day.
I can be in your life every day.
Okay, excellent. I think we should move in.
Okay. Well, aren't you getting a new house? And I feel like you might have a spare bedroom.
I should be getting a new house soon, yes.
And well, there we go.
There's actually a perfect studio above the garage for you.
Done. Let's make it happen. It's happened. It's doing. It is in the process. We don't need to talk about it again. It's done.
Yeah, you get to live with me and the dogs. What more could you want?
I forgot about the dogs.
Exactly. You get to live with me and the dogs.
I was going
to
say, the best part is definitely you. It's not the fact that you have two beautiful French bulldogs.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is okay.
I'm glad.
Yes.
You said that.
Nothing to do with the dogs.
You look radiant today. You've got the headband on, matching the top.
Well, I had a bit more time today, but I feel like we're in a bit of a blur. So we're just going to do a little wipey-wipey.
For anyone that's listening and not watching us, when she says wipey wipey, she means the camera, not herself.
And myself, why not?
Yeah, give yourself she's got the femme fresh out.
Well, just, after talking so deeply about talcum powder, I think actually nothing will shock anyone anymore.
No, I completely know. To be honest with you, after doing this show for so long, I don't think we could shock anyone anymore. So this week, it's a fabulous one this week.
Oh, this week is a fabulous one because the topic is something that I haven't really got much to add to. So it might be on you this week.
I don't have much to add to this one. Romantic gestures is our topic this week.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a struggle for me and for Cece. However, we have someone who I am absolutely and utterly obsessed with as a guest this week. He's a fabulous musician. So we've got JP Cooper. Who some of you might know from September Song. And if you haven't listened to any of his music, you need to go and do that. So he's going to talk to us about romantic gestures. We've also got the Love the Way You Lie game. We've got listeners' questions and advice. We've got the weird and wonderful news. We've got everything. We've got all the usual bits and bobs.
Packing it in.
But before we do that, what time is it, Cece?
Doof, 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 doof. It is Peter's sex book. And if you don't know what that is, every week Pete educates me on something that he has experienced in his life and he thinks that I haven't experienced. I don't know why you're looking at me like that for. He's looking very confused.
I just want to point out these are not all things that I've experienced.
These are things that Peter has experienced. Why is this week's particularly bad then? And then he shares with me and I do this whole, oh my God, I've never tried it thing. And it's brilliant. But usually I haven't tried it. So maybe this week could be a different one. Maybe you're going to share something that I know about.
Okay, well, I think you're more likely to have tried this one because I'm not going all out there this week. This is,
oh, okay.
Yeah, but you're more likely to have tried this one because you've been in relationships more than I have.
Okay, so the pressure.
ABC sex.
Is that like starting at like a certain point, like A is this? Anal. P is this. Ball sacks. C is, I can't say the word. Climax. We call it climax. Is that what it is?
No, ABC sex, CCD is anal, ball sack, and climax sex.
I just love it. What is it?
I wish it was that. It's actually very, very tame in comparison to that. So it is not anal, ball sack, and climax sex. CC, you get a bit hot there, babe.
Really red. Again. Yourself,
haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh dear. Okay. It's not that.
ABC sex is in a long-term relationship when a couple only has sex on anniversaries, birthdays, and Christmas.
Oh God. I would rather stay single for the rest of my life than that being the case.
Yeah. Oh. Yes. Yes. I absolutely agree that. But there are couples that do that. I have friends who are married who have been in relationship for a long time, and they literally once every 3 months might have sex, something like that. What's the fucking point?
Well, look, if you've got a low sex drive, I do kind of get it. And if you've agreed together that this is just how you want to have sex, it, you know, it's not a big part of your relationship.
Because, you know, my mates, they moan about it. I don't think it's agreement and something they're happy with.
Okay. I was trying to make other people feel better. But if it is an agreement and you communicated it together, then fine.
Oh, God, she's back on the communication.
She's back on it, but no, not for me.
Taking less than 5 minutes to mention communication today.
I will continue to.
Okay. Well, listen, we enjoy when you communicate your feelings on communication.
Thank you for communicating that to me.
That's okay. It's absolutely fine. Shall we communicate some more over some weird and wonderful dating news?
Let's communicate that to the audience.
Would you like to communicate first?
I'll communicate first. Yeah.
Thank you. Because we are listening is also part of communication. So everyone listening to Cece communicate the weird and wonderful dating news of this week. Cece, please communicate with us.
I communicate. I can't trust my husband after catching him in a live sex chat with a stranger. The mother of three said that she had been getting on with her partner perfectly, despite the stresses of having young children and weathering a pandemic. On the day in question, she had fallen asleep and woken up by her husband, who had come into the bedroom to get a charger before disappearing again. Then she heard a woman's voice coming from the bathroom at 2 a.m., which caused her suspicion. She said she could hear him saying, "Is this being recorded?" And the woman saying, "No, sir. Have I said something to offend you?" Then she burst into the bathroom screaming, "What are you doing?" She had there was a glass of wine, his top was off, and the charger he had woken her up to get. Trying to talk his way out of it, her husband tried to say it was a work call at 2 a.m. And then switched to say he was watching adult content. But she
porn!
Yeah, what was it?
Porn!
Yeah, for anyone that didn't
I love think. The porn, you love the porn, we all love the porn.
And if you've never heard me say this before, I have been blocked from porn, so... So anyway, she didn't believe him, or she didn't believe that she could trust him. Oh, that's it. That's it. No, I've read the ending. I've skipped a bit. I was just a bit fixated on the fact that I still can't watch porn. I might need a minute to think about that again.
You just, all right. Can we all just have a minute silence for the fact that Cece's
still porn, blocked,
dead
from porn. Okay. To continue, she feels incredibly betrayed. And although he says it was the first and only time, she's not sure whether she believes him or can trust him again.
Thoughts, right.
Communicate your thoughts.
It's well, I don't know about
hey.
This. I don't know about this one. I mean, effectively, it's just porn, isn't it? So he's obviously called one of these, I don't know, sex lines or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And is that porn? Does that count as just ordinary? Because I don't see a problem watching porn if you're in a relationship.
No, I don't either. No. I don't see
I don't see that as a massive deal. But if there is actually someone on the other end of that, is it then a bit dodgy?
Well, let's think. So say you're in bed with your beautiful partner and she gets out of bed at 2 a.m., leaves you in bed. You're laying there all cozy and happy. She goes into the bathroom and you hear her talking to another man and being sexually aroused over it. And I imagine masturbation. So if you'd walked in on her masturbating live with another guy, how would that make you feel?
Yeah, I'd be fucked off, actually, I think.
Mm.
Yeah. So actually, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I understand what you say. Okay,
you then. Understand what I say?
I understand what you say.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Here we are. I mean, that pretty much sums it up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What I do love about this is the fact that he had really taken it upon himself to get right involved and taking a glass of wine to the bathroom as well.
I know, like he's thought about
just
this.
Yeah, just there. I mean, I can imagine how this sex. Yeah, no, I'm just here, just, you know, sat on my toilet having a glass of wine.
Toilet seat open, casual.
Thinking about you. I'm very hard.
One leg up.
What are you wearing?
It's quite gross, really, isn't it? It's a bit sterile in the bathroom.
It is a little bit sterile, but also I want to know how he charged his phone in the bathroom.
I wonder if he smelt bleach.
Sorry?
You know, like the smell from the toilet. I wonder if he's smelling bleach. It's not very sexy, is it? With a glass of wine smelling bleach. I'm just thinking of this properly.
It's not very sexy. It's not very sexy at all. But on the
That's a good question about the charger.
Yeah, like because there's not... Unless he had an adapter specifically for the shaving charging points that you find in a bathroom.
Do you know what, Peter? You should have been an investigator. You're a bit like me, I would like to think. I think this is a good question. I don't know why you're putting faces like that for.
I would love to be like you.
Would you really?
I don't know why we're doing all these voices.
I didn't even know I put one on. I don't know who I am today. It just comes out.
All right, well, let's call you Kevin.
No, well, sometimes I go by Sally.
Okay, Sally. Excellent. Why would you go by Sally?
Why not?
Okay, great. All right.
Okay.
Fine. Sally.
Fine. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's nice.
Sally doesn't feel like she understands why there's not, how he can charge a phone in the toilet. Unless...
Sebastian doesn't understand it either.
Sebastian? No, I think that name, I actually quite like the name Sebastian. You can't...
This reminds me of The Little Mermaid.
Do you like The Little Mermaid?
Yes, I do.
Yes, so do I.
She's one of the fittest Disney women.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, she's fit.
Okay, so back to our weird and wonderful dating. Not more W's. Back to that. So we both agree that this is not cool.
No, it's not. Listen, it's not cool. It's certainly not cool to be found out for doing that. Not that you should do it and not get found out, but it is basically just porn, but it is definitely a step further than just watching porn, isn't it? Because you are
definitely
communicating with someone else specifically. Watching porn is a little bit, do you know what I mean? You don't know these people. You don't interact with the people. It's just a case of getting your rocks off and fucking nutting one out. Mm. Whereas this is...
In my head, I just think, look, if you want to have sex or you're turned, like, why are you not? Just wake me up.
Yeah, it's sort of on, yeah, exactly. And also, it's sort of on a par with prostitutes, really, in terms of you're paying to interact with someone, aren't you?
Yes.
So, and that is obviously, that's cheating. So, yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of an odd one.
For me, I knew.
On a slightly different note, though, I think you would make a very good...
prostitute?
Yes. No. No, you would make a very good person that works, like an adult worker who works on their phones, because you have such a fabulous voice.
Do you know what, Pete? You managed to make my heart skip inside.
Okay. I didn't think that would be the compliment that would make your heart skip, but...
Because do you know what it is? No one's ever said that to me before.
I think you're very sexy to listen to.
Pete.
So what we're all going to do now, me included, is we're just going to close our eyes and Cece say something sexy. And I just want, you know, everyone that was turned on by it to...
What? This isn't Cece Stitch Up Day today. This is not where we're going.
We're all just going to close our eyes. Just say something sexy in your sexy voice.
Say something sexy. No, I can't, can't say it.
Say something sexy in your sexy voice.
It's like when you're having sex.
Say something sexy in your sexy voice.
Exactly. And they say that and you're like, oh, I feel a bit forced right now. So it has to be in the moment. And also, do you know what? I save that for my sexual acts.
All right. Okay, fine. You don't want to share your sexy voice with the rest of us?
No.
Okay. All right.
That's for sexy time only.
That's for sexy time only.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I call it. Are you ready for some sexy time?
Let's do sexy time.
Yay. Oh, God.
Oh, getting gripped up.
Hey.
Right. Should we move on?
Yeah, let's move on. Let's bounce.
Cece, tell us about our topic.
Okay, so our topic is something that I'm not actually that familiar with. It's romantic gestures. So I was trying to work out before we spoke if it's that I'm not romantic or it's just that no one's romanced me in that way. And I feel like I've come to the conclusion of it's a little bit of both. And also the romantic gestures that I would the ones that I think are romantic, some people call stalking. And then the ones that maybe, you know, yeah, I know this is a thing. I think I'm quite confused with what a romantic gesture actually looks like.
What would you consider to be a romantic gesture then? Because I'll give you my take on it.
So I think it's quite nice when someone, oh, I've got to really play this down now. I think it's,
it's nice when someone sits outside your house and waits.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Romantic.
Exactly. Is that not nice?
No, not
weird.
Really.
Okay, Pete, I know that you've got romance inside you. What have you done that you feel was romantic, or have you done something that you thought, well, actually it was sort of 50% effort and someone's gone, Pete, god damn.
I think a romantic gesture is anything that is thoughtful, meaningful, specific to a person. So, you know, buying flowers, great. You know, people would say that's romantic, but it's not, it's quite cliche and it's not really specific or thoughtful to the person. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So as lovely as that is, that's a nice gesture. I don't know how romantic I find that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
a thing. But when things are specific to someone, you know, that is quite romantic. I once made someone a scrapbook of our time together. Sat down, got loads of pictures developed and glued them all to pages and made a scrapbook. That's quite romantic, I would say.
It is, yes.
She later burnt it in the sink when we had a row. But either way.
That's sad, because that would have taken a while to do. That's a lot of effort.
It's an awful lot of effort for someone like me who is not the most romantic person in the world.
Do you know what? That's really lovely. I wouldn't have expected that from you.
Yeah, I have surprised people with holidays and dates and you know, things like that, which I think, again, I think that's quite romantic and specific to the people. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I remember seeing someone, there was somewhere that she really, really wanted to go. So I took her out for dinner and then surprised her with tickets to this place. But I'd already called her work to get her to the time off.
That's cool. Like that. Tick, tick.
Because I booked it and it was like a week away from when we were going. And she was just like, oh, well, I can't really work. And I was like, don't worry, I've sorted it. Sorted work for you. Sorted everything out. That I think is quite, because it's.
That's nice.
It's, do you know what I mean? You're taking care of something and just to make someone smile and mm-hmm. quite specific. So that's what I would consider a romantic gesture to be. But obviously I am eternally single. When you are single, you don't have as much of an opportunity to be romantic without being creepy. Because if you don't really know someone that well.
Yeah. You
don't
want to push too.
You know what I mean? Mm. It can be a bit odd. So what do you think? Because I think most relationships, I think most women probably, as much as I'm gender stereotyping.
What's a new word?
Yeah, as much as I'm gender stereotyping, I imagine most women would say that they want their partners to be more romantic. I don't think there's many men that would that say, oh, yeah, I wish my missus was more romantic. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I imagine women say that a fair bit. So,
I think romance, I agree with you. I think it's about, for how I look at it, is it's consideration. When someone's been considerate and they've thought, it's thoughtful, meaningful gestures. So, yeah, remembering things like that, for me, goes a really long way. When I've said something in a passing comment, I remember once saying, you know what perfume I liked, and it was literally the most throwaway comment. I think I was washing it when I was doing it, and the perfume that I particularly liked had been discontinued. And then this person got it me for my birthday, and I was like, do you know what, that goes quite far, because it also shows. To me, I look at in the future, I think, right, what, you know, you're really considerate. You've really thought about this. This means that you'll think about other things in the future. I think it ticks a lot of boxes. It's weird, because I guess having a string of not so fabulous relationships, you end up forgetting what feels romantic, because you just, the sting of the relationship takes over everything else. So there might have been some lovely romantic gestures, but I just see that I look at the whole relationship and think, well, that was a bit of a mess. So I think you forget. One thing, one loving relationship I was in, a guy had, I'd never been to a spa. This is like, I'd never like had a spa treatment, never had a facial, never had anything. This is like early 20s.
He's never given you a facial?
He hadn't ever given me a facial.
Sorry. I misheard. Carry on. I mean, that is quite romantic, just nutting one out on your face.
And that's what romance is. Should we just go straight to our guests and let him make us and show us, you know, what romance really is? If
JP Cooper has got anything more romantic than spunking on a bird's face?
Yeah, I think he might have.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's enter him.
Sorry?
Let's enter him in.
I said I was obsessed with him, but I don't want to enter him.
Enter him in. JP, come along.
Yes, JP Cooper, come and join us.
Come along. Hello.
How are we doing? Can you hear me?
How are you, mate?
Very good, thank you. How are you guys doing?
I just want to apologise for the fact that you're a singer and Cece sang you in then terribly.
That's all good.
I feel like you all liked good. It.
I was actually, the microphone was just starting to work, so I missed it. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, do you want me to do it again?
Yeah, let's go. Let's do it.
I was actually going to thank you because you're the first guest we've had that's actually come set up. Camera's right, headphones are on, we can hear you clearly. This is
amazing.
Good stuff.
I like to please.
Bam, bam.
Right, so before we start, I just want to say I'm a massive fan of yours. I listen to your music quite a lot. Your cover, Let It Be, is one of my favourite songs in the world.
Amazing. It's a very special song. Thank you.
So before we start, we're going to warm you up, mate.
All right, let's do it.
Quick fire questions. Cece, all right. Take it away.
Yes. So first question, date night in or out?
Out.
Kissing or cuddling?
Kissing.
Giving gifts or receiving gifts?
Giving gifts. I like both. I mean, everyone likes both, right? Surely.
Yeah, exactly, mate. It's nice to be greedy sometimes. Yeah. dating apps or meeting in person?
Never done a dating app, ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dream job or dream partner?
Dream partner. I've got both, so I'm lucky, you know. But I think...
Look at him.
Do you know what? Apparently, guys, I don't know how true this is, but apparently men are... So women are more likely to be happy if everything's good in their relationship. Or not happy, but able to function and keep going forwards. Whereas guys, even if everything's great in the relationship or things are bad at work, they can't function properly. Apparently women, it's the other way around or something like that. So if things are great at work but bad in the relationship, I don't know. But apparently dudes, it's the work thing is very much like if things are bad at work, it sort of destroys everything. So
never heard that before.
That's quite an interesting little
I think I read it somewhere. I don't know how much truth is in it. I probably relayed it really badly as well, but
no, let's roll with it. Fuck it. We like a non-fact on this show.
Yeah, exactly. Right, last couple, chat up line or straight to the point?
Straight to the point. I've got zero game, so probably straight to the point. When I was younger, when I was much, much younger, we used to go to the local bowling place, and they had like an arcade thing there. We used to buy a little quarter bottle of vodka and neck that before we went in.
Nice.
And I think... I didn't have any lines. It was just straight to them. And have a go, but now.
Hang on, what does that mean? What does that actually mean?
Straight to them, just like, I think you're gorgeous, straight in. Whereas, like, now I couldn't ever dream of it. To be honest with you, the older I got, the less game I got. I'm the dude who kind of just. So I worked in bars for years, and most of the time I was in a relationship, but in the times that I wasn't, I was one of those guys who'd say to the friends, oh my God, she's gorgeous, and never do anything about it. Ever. No game, Cooper. That's me. Okay. Not very attractive, but...
Surely you just whipped out a guitar and just...
I was going to say, yeah, just like, sing.
Everyone, listen, you've got basically a superpower
that
us fucking losers don't have.
Well, no, I think it definitely helped... with things, but do you know another thing? I've never, apart from my wife, I've never like hooked up with a fan, and my wife pretended not to be a fan. So,
okay,
pretended.
Yeah, she pretended. Yeah, she outed herself at our wedding. Actually,
wicked.
Yeah, she kind of, you know, she basically did a little speech and said that she stalked me. And I never knew about this until the wedding day. So, yeah.
You know what, JP, we were just talking to, I was just talking to Cece about this before, and I said, what do you think a romantic gesture is? And she said, most of the things that I find romantic are sound a little bit like stalking. So actually...
But where's the line? Where's the line, you know?
Well, I think the line is probably when someone's in the bushes outside your house having a wank.
Yeah, that's probably that's the thing.
I do
think we're moving in the direction of, unless it's been some sort of online transaction before... Then, you know, if you just go up to someone in the street, it's like, you weirdo. I think that's the way it's going. Or particularly lads, and I've seen this with friends of mine, they get so used to being very, very direct and very forward with women on apps that they think it's okay to do that in real life. I feel really lucky that I've not been part of that generation. I think I just missed it, but I'm worried for I've got two boys. I'm worried for them when they get older, what it's going to be like. We'll see.
Mate, yeah. I completely agree with that. People are so used to now dating online that actually in person, it's really fucked up the way anyone kind of chats people up now. Does that make, do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Right. So that's the quick fire questions done. So our topic this week is romantic gestures. Okay. So we have heard through the grapevine that your proposal to your wife is one of the most romantic things.
It's probably the best one I've done. To be honest with you, like, I'm, you know, I write from a place of like romance, and I'm definitely a hopeless romantic, but I don't actually think I do enough romantic. I'm not very good at it. In fact, girls that I've been with in the past have actually called me out on it. So yeah, I guess I'm a bit of a letdown for all those people that might think that I am the person in the songs.
Well, before we make a judgment on whether you're a letdown, why don't you tell us the story about how you proposed to Mrs.
So
he hasn't had a cry today.
Yeah, no, it was
just got my tissues.
Basically, so my wife is she's from St. Lucia in the Caribbean. And her dad and a lot of her family still live out there. So we go over quite a lot. I didn't really have a clue of how I was going to do it, when I was going to do it. I hadn't bought the ring yet, but I thought, because you're so far away, I don't want to ask you over the phone. Or I don't know when we're coming again. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to... I wrote a song about asking her, basically about hanging my boots up and saying, you know, I'm done. This is it. You stuck with me. It's a song called Cheerleader, but I hadn't shared it with anyone. And what I did was I thought, well, there's a hotel in St. Lucia called Jade Mountain, which is an incredible, incredible hotel. It's not cheap. And so I thought, I really want to take her somewhere special. But if I take her there, she's going to know straight away. She's going to be like, what's going on here? You know, even though it's on a little island.
I know the exact hotel you're talking about. And it's incredible.
It's beautiful. So I booked some time there, but I thought because I don't usually do gestures like this, she's going to know. So I got in touch with one of our friends who lives over there, who works with the tourist board. And I made up this whole story that they had gifted me this stay. So we went along the whole time and we went to this place, and I can remember we got in there and I thought, I'm going to have to do it on the first day because I can't have this ring burning a hole in my pocket. I'm going to be stressed out the whole time. So we get in there, we order some food, and the food comes to the room. There's like a pool in the room and everything. And, you know, so we had a bit of a swim, we had some food, and then she's like, why don't we get massages? You know, she's like, oh, we didn't have to pay for this. We might as well rinse the, you know, let's pay for all the extras. So I was like, all right, let's get some massages to the room. And I booked a table. Like, they've got this rooftop restaurant that's basically just, it's incredible. I mean, the view is ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And it was, you know, clear sky, the stars were out. And so she's like, let's have massages. So we have these massages. And then straight away, she's like, I need to sleep, JP. I want to go to bed. So like, we've got a table booked. She's like, can we not just eat in the room? Anyway, she has a nap. I'm lay there watching lizards scurry around on the ceiling, thinking, hurry up and wake up. Anyway, she wakes up, and the idea was that I'd say, because all the time I'm like, oh, babe, I've just got a mix of the songs for you. Do you want to give it a listen? So we sat down, and she wakes up finally. And the reason I wanted her to go up to the restaurant, because I wanted her to dress like nice so that you know, she's going to take pictures and all of that stuff. Like, so I managed to convince her. I was like, listen, we're going to go up soon. But just before we went up, I said, oh, I've just got this thing. Do you want to have a listen? So we're looking out over this incredible view, and she puts the headphones on, and I'm watching her. And I can see a little cogs turning in her brain, because it's very obvious. It's me saying, you know, I want to be with you. I want to marry you. I want to. And yeah, very, very slowly, she just looked at me and took the headphones off, like, and then I sort of got down on one knee, and it was super sweet. And she, obviously she said yes. But yeah, it was surreal. And do you know, the weirdest thing is, like, the act of getting down on one knee is such a strange thing. It's like, how do I nearly fell over.
Because it, you know what it's like?
It's so weird.
I always imagine it being one of those things where you think, right, getting down on one knee is just, you know, get down on one knee.
But
actually, you know when you're filming something, or you know when you're doing something, and then someone asks you to walk and you forget how to walk?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you start walking a bit weird and you're like, I don't normally walk like this, but now. Yeah. So I imagine it's probably the same thing. You're like, well, what knee do I do? Like, do you start panicking about
it? That's it. Yeah. It's so weird. It's not something you do unless it's something. I think the last time I knelt down was like on one knee is like for a football photograph with the ball at the front of school or something. It's just not a thing. Yeah, but it's so surreal.
I've never even thought about it like that. Actually, so it is quite a big deal, isn't it? Getting down and making sure that knee is perfectly placed. That toe, is it like flat? Is it dipped, like flexed or pointed? Like, what's the etiquette here?
Yeah. No, you know, we went up to the restaurant and I just smashed through this steak. I didn't even think about eating it. I had such a high of what just happened. But it was amazing. I mean, I think you have to be a bit mental if there's a chance she's not going to say yes.
I think this as well. I always think anyone that and I know someone who proposed to someone and they said no. And I always think to myself, at what point did you, like, surely if you're going to ask someone to marry you, you've got to convince they're going to say yes.
Yeah.
You've got to be.
How can you get it so wrong?
Yeah, but it's a bit like, you know, when you get. Well, when you have like an ex-partner that's trying to get back with you and they are convinced that you're going to get back and they're convinced that they're your person. And it's kind of like, well, you've decided that I'm your person, but I haven't decided that you're mine. And so it's that thing of like, they're so convinced and nothing in their world, you know, in their head, you're mine. And you think, well, it's a two thing. It's a two. Go on, Pete. Go on. It's part of the story.
You've done well. I know that you're telling this story out of experience.
but it's true, though, isn't it? It's like if someone could have those feelings, but they have to be reciprocated. So
yeah,
you do have to be sure. Of course, you do. But you're never really going to know unless you've said, "Babe, when I'm proposed to you, just to make sure." You are going to say yes, right? But then that kind of kills the
of course
what you're doing. After that beautiful gesture, and obviously you said that you're not being romantic, is maybe that was the most romantic thing you've done. How have you managed to kind of like keep that romance then? Because surely you're now married.
Yeah.
And surely your wife must be like, well, come on then, you know, that was really nice. Like, when's the next gesture going to come along? Have you felt you've had to do anything? Have you done anything else that's been what you would class as romantic?
No.
That's all she gets.
I think, let me think,
that was the one time.
No grand gestures, to be honest with you, since then. But I mean, you know, we went ahead and actually got married, and then we've had a little boy since then, and it's only been a couple of years. So we've been quite busy with like, but I don't know. It's not really an excuse. I need to sort it out. Definitely.
Do you know what I always find interesting? Being a singer and the type of music you have comes, like you said earlier on, from a place of romance and heart, lots of relationships and all that sort of stuff. So have you had, over the years, when you've been kind of seeing people or dating people, do they expect a lot more from you? Because people use your songs for like first dance at a wedding. You know what I mean? It's quite they're quite romantic. So people then expect that from you if they're dating you, so pre your wife or whatever else.
To be honest with you, so let me think. For most of my career where I've actually been doing well, I've been with my wife. So before that, I was like singing at open mic nights and stuff. So I just, I think they just thought I was a wannabe, and, you know, I don't know. A few of them definitely had faith in me, but no, I don't think there was that massive expectation. To be honest with you, I think that's why I made a point of, like, never getting with, like, you know, you hear about dudes after shows, girls at gigs and things. Like, I made a point of never doing it because I'd rather them keep the fantasy. Because I'm only going to destroy it. It's not going to be, I'm only going to let them down. It's like, you know, if you want to look at me like that, that's amazing. I'm not going to ruin that. And that would definitely be the case. And another thing was actually, it was funny, actually. I actually once made, that sounds bad. I probably shouldn't. I once made a point of
you're in the circle of trust now, mate. Every week, it's just imagine.
I fuck it up every week. Don't worry. Every week I overshare. So
I made a point of, like, often, you know, you'll go to shows and, I mean, you'll do performances, and there might be really, really beautiful women that come and speak to you afterwards, and they're, you know, they're, and then they'll sort of send you a message afterwards saying things. And I kind of made a point of, this sounds really bad, like, not vetting them, but, like, going and looking on them. And very, very quickly, I was like, you are not the kind of person that would want to be with anybody like with you. And it was such a high percentage of the ones, especially the ones that I was like, you're really attractive.
Yeah.
It never would have worked past like that little moment of madness that they had. I guess music puts a little spell on them, but they very quickly would have realized that I'm not what they're after anyway. I mean, you know, I think, you know, I'd like to think my wife's happy, and, you know, we're very happy together. But I just think in that world, it's smoke and mirrors, so much of it.
How do you feel about people using your music? Because I know a friend of mine who's actually used, he has sexed your album.
Okay.
I'm not even joking.
It's so funny. No, I've had friends.
He basically says this thing, there is nothing that gets, right, I'm going to say it. I'm going to just say it. He says to me, there's nothing that gets a bird wetter than J.P. Cooper.
Wow.
It's this. So how do you feel about that, mate?
Do you know what? So I had a mate. I mean, that's a statement. That's a statement. I don't know. I had a friend the other week. I had a friend the other week who he actually just said just last night, you came on whilst I was in the act. And
oh God, he's your mate.
He was like, that was weird. It was like, it was really weird. He had obviously like a playlist on or whatever, and he came on and he was like, it's kind of weird. I was like, did you turn it off? He was like, no. But no, I've definitely had fellas say, like, I'm bringing message me earlier on, like, you know, you get DMs from like fans asking if I play a particular song at the gig, and I've had mates kind of say, well, not mates, lads who have been coming to the show say, mate, I'm bringing a girl on a date tonight, so you're going to help me get with her. So I don't know. I guess hopefully it works.
Well,
I think it sounds like it does.
Yeah.
I mean, the pressure is generally, I think, on, and again, I said this earlier on, CC, it's slightly gender stereotyping, but I feel like the pressure is on men to be more romantic than women. I feel like men
I guess so.
It's always like everyone assumes it's to be the guy that has to be romantic and sort of stuff. So has anyone ever done anything romantic for you as your wife or previous partners? Has anyone done anything romantic specifically for you that you would consider romantic?
It's weird, isn't it? Because you wouldn't call it romantic with her. You'd call it like really, oh, it was really sweet of her. It was really... Mm. So, I mean, to be honest with you, like... My wife, she's really good. She writes little, she'll make me like a little booklet with a story about things and about me and her. And I can remember once I had a tour coming up, and I was super anxious about it. I had my first like experience of like anxiety. I've never had it before. And I went in this massive hole and I was really struggling with it. And I had a big tour coming up and my head was just right on my bum. And she made me this little pack of little cards, and she used to just read one every day, and it was her basically just saying really sweet empowering things to me about who I am and how I was going to be amazing. And for every single day of the tour, including the days that I was off, she did one. It's just super thoughtful, you know. I think it's really, really special. And they're the kind of things that dudes just don't.
No.
I don't know. Not all these guys just don't think like that. You know, it's more, you see, because that's not a grand gesture. It's just beautifully thoughtful. And I think that's the stuff that we miss a lot.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I completely agree with that. Right, so we're going to move on to the Love the Way You Lie game. But before we do that, you've got an album coming out, my friend.
Yes.
Second album called She.
She. It's called She, yeah.
And that's 12th apt. November.
Yes, it's today. So, yeah, album She. So I guess quite an apt name for... or a conversation like this. I think a lot of the big lessons that I've learned in my life has been as a result of women. You know, I grew up with four sisters, lost my mum when I was very, very young, had a child with an amazing woman. We're no longer together, but the whole stress and coping and, you know, dealing with two different people trying to raise a child together. Obviously met my wife. The only thing I'm missing to sort of fill the whole spectrum of like learning from women is a daughter. Right. Really need a daughter. That's the one thing. That's the last thing. I feel like I've, you know, I've had so many lessons, so many things to learn from, you know, from messing up and doing things wrong, people calling me out, rightfully so. So it's, yeah, I think a lot of the songs have kind of been, came from that sort of place and those lessons.
I wonder if you're going to be saying the same thing when she's like 15.
Yeah,
if you have a little girl.
Well, this is the one thing where I'm like, actually, I really want a daughter, just not a teenager one.
Just skip that part.
Yeah, just a sweet little girl that kind of thinks I'm amazing. I can handle that.
Oh,
I'm super excited to listen to that, my friend. So everyone, yeah, go and listen to She, which is out. Yes,
please do.
Right.
Game time.
You know about this game, do you?
I've heard about it, yeah.
Okay, good. So you explain the game because I get it wrong every fucking week despite doing a million of these shows.
No, well, I'm still reading what we're actually doing, so don't worry about it. No, I'm joking. So, game time. Please, if you wouldn't mind telling us three stories or statements, two of which are truth and one is a lie, and we have to guess which one is the lie. So, story number one, please go, or statement.
Okay, so I once dated a surgeon who, when she was younger, she had a paper round, and she used to deliver papers to Joseph Fritzl's house.
No, part of me really hopes that's true, because that's a fucking mad story.
That's the first one.
Okay.
Next one seems very boring compared to that. I did a skydive with one of my exes.
Okay.
And the last one is one of my exes bottled me.
As in, like...
Right, okay. So we've got Fritzl literally falling for someone in a skydive and, a nutter.
Being kind.
Get bottled. Cece, any questions?
Did the bottle break?
No.
Oh, that's even worse. Did you just have a big lump?
I've got a lot of hair, haven't I? I did at the time, so.
Yeah. Okay, so my question on the bottle one is why did she bottle you? why would you not ask that, Cece?
It's good, probably because it doesn't take women to get that angry that quickly. So I was just like,
yeah, I think, to be honest, I can't remember the exact thing. It wasn't like a one thing. It wasn't like, oh, just found out you cheated on me or anything like that. I think it was just.
It been just building up. Building up to the bottle.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
My question for number one is, which country was her paper round in then?
Austria.
Okay. All right. That's all my questions, Cece.
Yeah, no, that's all my questions as well.
All right, I'm going to say that number three, I'm going to say the bottle, I'm going to say you getting bottled is the liar and the other two are true.
Okay.
I'm torn. I'm going to go with, bollocks. I'm going to go with two being the lie.
Which one's that? Which
number
one's
two, the skydive.
You're correct.
Oh, fuck me. Honestly, yeah. Every week. I get so good at this. Every week.
How did you do that? Skydive's a bit of a... I've never done a skydive. I don't know if I'd want to. Yeah, have you guys done one?
No. I was supposed to do one and then COVID hit. So it's just been put back and I've not rebooked, but I'd love to do something like that.
It does look amazing. I think since having kids, I'm like, something went wrong and I died from something really stupid like that.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't get your life insurance as well, would you? I don't know.
I'd rather do a skydive than bungee jump.
I'd 100% do it. I think it'd be great.
Yeah, maybe one day. Maybe when they're grown up, I'm like some old dude. Skydiver.
I've got more questions. Now we know the truth. I've got way more questions. So back to this bottle. Was this in front of people?
No.
It's just at home as well. I mean, that's savage.
Oh, I was hoping you said it was at like a wedding or like a big old family event, it was the middle of the dance floor.
So awkward.
Do you know what? I've got just one more question before we go. What was your song for your first dance for your wedding?
Come Rain or Come Shine by Ray Charles.
Oh, amazing.
Which is amazing. Yeah, followed by I'm in the Mood for Love, but like the ska version.
Wow.
Yeah, that was going to be the first dance. But then I was like, although I do what I do, I'm not a performer. Like, I love writing songs. I love even stuff like this. I'm like, but I'm not like I'm not one of these people who loves people looking at me. So I've always been terrified of doing my first dance. I've been like, just the thought of having to dance. To be honest with you, it wouldn't have really mattered because the wedding day is so busy. Just getting that moment together to enjoy it is so beautiful and you're so happy to just be there. Everything else kind of melts away. Mm. But we were going to do I'm in the Mood for Love and I was like, I don't know how to dance to this, like, you know, without. So at least with like Come Rain or Come Shine, it was like we could just do the kind of very slow two-step and talk to one another. So it's a beautiful song, absolutely amazing.
Yeah, that is a great song.
If you you just said you find it sort of slightly uncomfortable people looking at you, where are you most comfortable singing?
It's strange actually, like. So I love just singing in the studio. And I think not so much with the singing, it's the performing. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I'd be very happy to just stand there and sing the song. Do you know what I mean? Like, you get certain people that do that. I mean, Rag and Bone Man kind of does that. Adele kind of does that. But it's all of the other stuff, all the other expectations. I don't mind that. So I used to stammer, like, all the time. And now I've sort of just thought, you know what? I didn't have a stammer, but when I was on stage, I'd trip over my words. And now I'm quite relaxed with that. But I don't know what it is. I think it's the idea of being an idea. Yeah. You know, and I struggle to kind of find peace with that. God, so, it's a bit of a mad one. First world problems, you know.
That's a really good, I never thought of it like that, the idea of being an idea. Like that. Well, listen, you've been an absolute superstar. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Everyone listening, the album is out today. Go and get it. I will be.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you. Bye. Take care.
See you soon.
Bye.
We love him.
We love him.
I always say every week. I am actually, I'm so happy because I genuinely listen to his music quite a bit. People will have seen it on my Instagram stories and all sorts. I think the guy's great. I'm so glad that he's such a fucking lovely geezer as well.
I know. It just it makes you want to listen more because he's clearly very, very genuine.
Yeah, he's just a seriously lovely guy. And honestly, this isn't even just me trying to plug some guy's stuff. He's honestly amazing. I played CC one of his songs just before we came on. He's unbelievable. So please get that album and everyone go check him out on Spotify and all that.
Yeah, what a guy. I feel, you know, I don't usually get this after our guests. I'm usually happy to just crack on. But, you know, when you just almost want to absorb how great he and that was, like, I feel like I just need a moment just to absorb that hit, like how great he is.
I feel like this would be a good time now
for
us to, like, you know, play one of his songs just so everyone could absorb that, but unfortunately we don't have time.
It's just not how we do things.
We are going to move on.
Let's move on.
Right, what are we talking about?
No. I can't talk because Eric's going to talk. I love your dog. So for anyone that doesn't know what's going on right now, Pete's just picked up his dog, who is just clearly, they're both, I can't deal today. We've just had JP on, who's melted me, and now the two dogs are on.
Okay, so.
And Pete, this is a treat. This is a fucking treat for me. Look at the dogs. So usually the dogs, the time that we do this podcast, they're, you know, Pete's very good. He doesn't interact with them as much as I want him to. And today he's picked them up because I asked him to. And now I'm in heaven. Now I'm just going to stare at the dogs. I'm not going to talk.
Now the four of us, for anyone who is watching, this is Eric Fatboy and Peggy. So we're going to now move on to listeners' questions and stories. As always, you are listening to FUBAR Radio and The Dating Show. And
this they're just kissing you.
Gestures. Right.
This is a romantic gesture. Look at them. They long for you. Oh, my God, this is too much.
Okay. Right. So, Cece.
Oh, yeah. Look at them.
Go on. Say goodbye.
Oh, bye, kids.
Go
oh, my God, I need to get a dog.
Okay.
Right. We are doing one of our favorite parts of the show, which is listeners questions and answers. It's questions and stories. I'm just taken by the dogs. So our first, we're going to do a story today from Georgie. Peter, where is Georgie from?
Georgie, I don't know where Georgie's from.
Well,
we're reading the story out, so are we just going to guess where she's from anyway and then read the accent? Okay, all right. I think Geordie is Irish.
Okay, so we think she's Irish.
From Northern Ireland. So, I'm going to say Northern Ireland. So are you going to read this out then?
Hang on, is this meant to be in an accent? If it's in an accent, you're doing it, because we all know how fucking incredible mine is.
I think you should have a go at it.
No. I did it last week at some point, and it didn't end well. So... Pete, let's go for an Irish accent. Go.
I apologise to anyone. We matched on Tinder. No, I can't. We matched on Tinder during the first lockdown. Now, look, I moved away from Brisbane. No, I can't do it. Right, we matched on Tinder during the first lockdown. We moved away from Bristol, so we spoke daily but never met. When I was back, I was too self-conscious to meet, as I thought he was the best thing since G&T in a can. Recently, when I came back, we messaged when I'd been on a 12-hour drinking spree with my friend. He asked me on a date and I texted him saying, no, let's just meet now. He said, my friends, come over. I then got an Uber there, no recollection of that, turned up and rolled around on the floor with his friend's dog. Is this you? I got a cab back to his with him and his housemate. Other than that, other than a few naughty flashbacks, I have no recollection, but pretty sure I fell asleep face down during the act. Mm-hmm. Possibly the most embarrassing first date I've ever had. I thought he would be the one. Right, so they'd spoken. She didn't have the bollocks to meet him. Then she did whilst being on a 12-hour drinking binge, which is impressive. She then fell asleep while getting fucked. Georgie, I mean, that doesn't say a lot for him, for a start, however drunk you are. You don't have any recollection. I don't think that's that embarrassing as a first date.
I don't think it's embarrassing, but I would maybe drink more water whilst you're drinking, because I'd quite like to remember if I had sex. If you're going to have sex, you want to remember it. Yeah. If it's going to be like, you know, you want to know what you're doing, generally. Yeah.
I've just got visions of, I really enjoyed... Pretty sure I fell asleep face down during the act, which means that he was obviously having a good go from behind. And you fell asleep.
I don't know if this makes, like, because this could also be seen as quite terrible, you know. Or he thinks he's fucking living his best life and he's like, wow, she is just taking this like a pro. But she's actually asleep.
which is just
I'm not sure how this could be really quite bad. This could be a bad one.
It could be a bad one. But Listen, you said possibly the most embarrassing first date I've ever had. I don't think it's that bad. Also, rolling around on the floor with a dog is absolutely fine. I do that everywhere I go.
Standard, yeah.
Standard, nothing wrong with that. The no recollection and falling asleep whilst being penetrated from behind, slightly worse. But I'd like to know if you've seen him again.
Because it says I've got a lot of questions.
Yeah, possibly the most embarrassing first date I've ever had. I thought he would be the one. There's no saying that he can't be the one.
There's just a lot of, I mean...
There's a lot of things you don't have context for here.
I think you need to see him again because you simply just don't even know... if you can't remember him, you don't know who he is.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I'd like to know if you have seen him again, and also just why you said I thought he would be the one, but now you think he isn't.
Yeah, why now? Is it because you're embarrassed about what you did, so now you feel like, oh, I can't?
And in which case, don't be embarrassed, babe. We've all got drunk before. We've all done things whilst under the influence. So Cece and I do it on a daily basis. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. But yeah, give us an update. I want an update,
context.
Georgie, you beautiful person, give me an update. Give me and Cece another. Give PC an update. So what a fabulous show we've had today.
Is that the update?
Well, we haven't got an update.
I thought, as in, were you waiting for an update? Oh, fucking hell, I'm not with it. I thought you meant we were waiting for an update for... the clip is in, like, are we doing the clip or not? But we're not. No. That's the update.
The dogs have really thrown you, haven't they?
They've thrown me. I'm still thinking about them now. Do you want to end the show alone? I'll be here. I'll support you, like, from my living room.
But... No. I never want to do anything without you because we are a fucking team. So, listen, as always, thanks, everyone, for listening. This has been the Dating Show on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, it has.
If you want to send your stories and questions into us, then email thedatingshow@foodbarradio.com. And as always, you can keep up with everything we're doing on Instagram, which is our home, our HQ, and the hub of The Dating Show at @thedating_show. So, yeah, that's it for another week, babe.
Guys, that's it. Brilliant guest. Pete, you have been fucking brilliant today as well, I have to say. You've turned up looking fresh and angry, which I like. And you brought it. Go on, what?
No, you carry on.
That was it, fresh and angry. I like that. Okay.
I was hoping.
That's Pete's look. That was a compliment. Oh, God. That was a compliment.
All right. Well, you've turned up looking radiant, confused and puzzled. at the same time, just one of the most fabulous people.
That's why we work. I'm confused and everything else in between, and you're angry.
And I know at this time of the week when we do this show, we tend to get quite emotional. We get a little bit emotional. But I do just want to thank everyone for listening. And I just want to thank FUBAR and The Dating Show for bringing Cece and I together, because she's now the light of my life. That is so smooth. That was so smooth. Wow.
It's as if I knew you were going to say it. Look at us. Nice about that sound, isn't there?
Yeah. Do you think people are tuning in to listen to us do that?
Light our candles. Wow. Okay, time to go.
Cece and I are going to go, and we are going to go play with some fire. No.
You can play with the dogs, and I'll...
Yeah, not fire and the dogs. That would be rough. Yes, and I'm going to go play with my dogs. Cece's going to go herself, yeah.
Okay, on that note, namaste.
Namaste.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you have a good one too. I hope you come.
Love, for fuck's sake.
Bye.
Bye.